All right, this is a podcast
where me and my sister Gwen are doing situations. So that people give us a situation, and we have to come up with the best solution to solve it. Gwen, give them a situation.
What would you do if someone stole your house? What would you do?
Well, we don't own houses, so I don't really know the answer to that.
Well, I know.
Do you own a house?
No, but...
You're only 7. Why would you own the house?
I don't know. Well, if you owned the house...
Yeah, and somebody stole it. So, like, how would they steal your house, though? Like, they just, like, put it on the car and just drive away in the car? They just drive away in the car?
What they can... I'm gonna knock down 15 trees.
Knock down 15 trees?
And then, so how do you do it? Mm-hmm. You're gonna get a big shovel, probably as big as yourself.
Oh, wow.
Dig the house up. Mm-hmm. And then what you're gonna do is you're gonna get 15 people to carry the house.
Oh, 15 people?
Yeah. Can they carry a house?
Carry the house.
Okay.
And they're gonna put it in a wagon.
Oh, okay.
And they get it right away.
Okay.
Oh, wow. That was quite... What if somebody touches your head?
His head.
Yeah, it's like a stranger walks up to you in a restaurant and they just touch your head. Boop.
I'll tell you what I'll do. Tackle them.
Well, what if they go like kick you in the face
and slam you to the ground?
Don't actually do that. I would do that back.
You would kick them in the face and slam them to the ground?
I don't care. It's violent.
What if you get kicked out to the ground? You don't care. It's violent. And then you get kicked out of the restaurant.
You go back in the restaurant.
Oh, you just go back in the restaurant?
Yeah.
Oh my.
Not violent.
No.
That part's not violent.
No. What if you have to fight the manager to get back in?
I'll probably just do a little punch.
Just do a little punch.
And then get my 3,500 stuffed animals and just throw them out of space.
I don't think 3,500 is a number.
Try to give it tiniest, a little stuff.
Did you go to school? I know it's somewhere like 3,500 is not a number.
I don't know if I'm going to school.
Okay. But, that scares me. Okay, so next situation. You have to drive a car 1 mile on the highway. What do you do?
You drive it.
But, like, you have to, like, know what you're about to do. Do you know how to steer a wheel?
No.
Can you press the gas?
No, my God.
Okay,
control.
So what's your...
I'm only 7.
So then what's your plan here?
I go down to the... what I do is I... Do you know, like where you put your feet?
Yeah, the pedals.
My whole body's going to go down there.
Oh, so how do you steer?
And then I go like this. Mm-hmm. And then what I'm going to do is...
Nobody can see you.
I don't care.
Okay.
And then what I do is I... Put my feet up, steer it. Then
oh,
whenever,
wow.
Whenever I need to stop, boom.
Oh, okay. It's an interesting strategy. What if you get in a car crash?
I'll call the police for me doing it.
Oh, okay.
And then I'll just be there and be like, no, I didn't do it. Even though my car is pulled over, I didn't actually do it.
Oh, that makes so much sense.
My neighbor did it.
Yeah.
My neighbor. And then I go to the neighbor's house. The neighbor's there sitting on the couch. They're like, how's that possible?
How fast would you be driving on the highway?
100 miles per hour.
100 miles per hour?
Yeah.
What car would you be driving?
A Tesla.
A Tesla?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Did you just park?
Yeah. I had some beans for lunch. Don't blame me.
Wow. Oh, I got the butt.
That's illegal. I'm about to fight you. You're about to get fought.
Oh, no, no.
So I just feel like your brother's fighting me on the ground. Now what? Now what do you do? Ow! She squeezed. Okay, now what? I took your hand away.
I don't know. Oh, I am mama.
Oh, yeah, she's got slapped in the butt. The buttocks. So now what happens if somebody, you're riding the school. Okay, stop. You're riding the school. This is a question from Talks 5. He says that if you're riding the school, you're on the move, and there's a bully coming up, and he runs you over with his bike. What do?
You look up at him, and then take a leg, punch.
Oh, okay. So you just keep hitting him with your leg? Oh, you would use your head.
Yeah, and if you can take out an eyeball, you would do
that. So if you had to take out an eyeball, that would be necessary?
Yeah, very okay. Necessary.
Well, now what if somebody sees you taking out his eyeball?
No, you take out your own.
So you're taking out your own eyeball.
Yeah.
And throwing it at them?
Yeah. No, there's a whole pack of the bodies.
Oh, wait. You feel multiple people?
Yes, I can take out all my eyes.
Oh.
So because
so you get new eyeballs?
No, I don't.
Daily?
No.
Oh, okay.
I just have a load of eyeballs in my pocket.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
So, yeah, it does. Sometimes I use my boogers, but...
Oh, wow. What'd you do?
I just ran away.
Oh, smart.
And then I hid behind the slide and he came. And then did it again.
And did you fight him?
No, I just pushed him. Yeah.
You fought him?
Yeah.
Did you win?
He lost boogers.
Oh, he lost boogers? He lost boogers?
Yeah.
He punched him in the face?
He lost his hair.
Oh, wow.
He lost some of his pants.
What? You're so violent. You lost.
And then
you made him lose boogers.
And then I told him to do this, and then I just sat on him.
Oh, you sat on him?
Yeah.
You just go like smack, 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 smack.
And then exactly.
And then what happened?
And then I pushed him on the concrete.
Oh.
And then I tried to throw him like a basketball.
Oh. Did you?
Yeah.
Good job. And then what did you do? Like, did he tell a teacher?
I told the teacher.
You told the teacher on yourself?
No, yes.
Oh, why?
I went to the teacher and I said, I took away his eyeballs. I pulled down his pants. I threw him.
I made him lose boogers.
Yeah.
Why'd you make him lose boogers?
Because to stay alive, you need to eat your boogers.
Oh, yeah. I don't think anybody does that but you. Hey, yeah. Listeners, if you eat your boogers, please, please stop. It is nasty, and if you are wondering why people, like, kind of are, like, alarmed around you, that is why. Because you eat your boogers in front of strangers, and it makes them feel unsafe around you.
Yeah, like if someone is watching you pick boogers, they can't help. Take a picture. It's very rare to see boogers, people picking boogers, so they can't help to take out a camera and just take a picture of that person.
So if you have done that in public, then you have gotten a picture taken of you. I feel very bad. I have not done that in public.
Some people just, it's rare seeing someone picking boogers. Mm-hmm. So what you need to do is, some people can't help taking pictures.
Life advice, guys. Life advice.
It's very, you need to do it.
You need to take a picture of somebody eating their boogers?
Yes, it's necessary.
It is?
They're like, some people just can't help it not eating their boogers. Like, not taking a picture. Of someone eating their boogers.
Oh, yeah.
They can't help it. It's a live thing.
It's not a live thing. Boogers are not alive.
No.
Do your boogers live?
No. It's a live thing to take pictures.
Oh, okay.
It's like people take pictures of other people eating their boogers.
Yes, because they can't help it. It's so rare that they just need to take a picture because it's so rare.
Oh, okay. So this is what happens.
Oh, right? and when I punched that guy, all of his boogers, since I punched his nose, all of his boogers fly out the other way.
Alright, so what if somebody's trying to kidnap you?
What I would do is
I would smack him with a baseball bat.
If I had a sword in my pocket.
Oh, why do you have a sword in your pocket?
No, if I can.
This is not medieval times.
Not if I can.
It's 2024.
Candy.
What are you going to do with some Jolly Ranchers?
Put it in my mouth.
Uh-huh.
Spit it out at it.
Oh, my. They will be feeling pain.
And that's my spit on it.
Yeah.
Spit it out.
Yeah, I got it. Are you okay? Good.
And that kidnapper would be died tomorrow.
He would be died?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Would you come and visit him in the hospital?
Yeah, I'll probably give him a couple more Jolly Ranchers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, like, spit them out. And
would you hit him again?
In the stomach.
Oh, my. What if you accidentally kill him?
Oh, what I would do is I can just pull out his hair. If he had a mustache, I would take off his mustache.
Oh, wow. That's pain.
And then I would glue it on me.
Oh, what?
So that I would have two colors of hair.
Two colors of hair? You would have a mustache?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. And I'll be going around. If people ask me if my mustache is real or fake, I will let them tug on it.
Oh, really?
To make sure that
you would let them tug on your mustache.
Yes, because I like it.
All right, one more. Ow. Oh, that was her butt. All right, so last one, okay?
What is it?
Because this is just like the intro to our podcast. So what if you see a person trying to hurt a flamingo?
What I would do, take us what they eat. What are they, shrimp?
Yeah, shrimp. Shrimp.
And throw it at the man.
Oh, what would a shrimp do to the man?
I will tell the shrimp will pinch, pinch.
Oh.
Pinch, pinch.
They will pinch, 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 pinch.
And they'll pinch him to death.
Oh, my. That's not very
then
kind.
Then the flamingo will trot away.
Just trot?
Yeah.
No alarm. Just trot.
They'll put their wings out and fly away.
I don't think flamingos fly. Do they fly?
I don't know, but in my
don't turtles have hands?
Yes.
Really?
The turtles will fly with the flamingo.
Oh, okay.
The fish will fly with the flamingo.
I don't think fishes can fly.
Well, yes, they can.
Oh, okay.
Because water comes out of their butt and it sprays them out. Oh.
Okay, Gwen's getting a little too crazy. We're going to stop it now, okay? I'm sorry for the listeners, Gwen. Shut up. Do you want to fight me? Yeah, right there. Fight me. Fight me, right there. Get out of my room. Oklahoma, right now, right there, over there. Oklahoma.
What is that?
3, 2, 1, we're gonna reach out as fast as we can. 3, 2, 1. Alright, comment on who do you think won that fight. Bye.